All the families of the earth will be blessed through you is what God told Abraham. And Galatians 3:14 says, this blessing is for us through the Holy Spirit. Yep, it's for you. But it will not be yours if you don't claim it. It's like somebody sent you a check and you kept it safely inside your cupboard. You don't get one paisa from that. You got to go and cash it. You got to claim it. You say, Lord, I believe the devil's got no place in any part of my house. Absolutely not. I believe God wants us to be able to sleep well. You know, sometimes when we go down to these villages in Tamil Nadu for conferences, in order not to burden them, my wife and I, we take a room in a hotel over there and stay there. And I'll tell you something I've discovered through many years of staying in these hotel rooms. These hotel rooms are infested by demons. Because all types of evil are done in these hotel rooms. I don't know what all evil, but I can sense when I go to these rooms that there is an evil influence. The number of people who stayed in this room, I don't know what all they did, but there's evil here. And if I forget to resist the devil and cleanse that room before going to sleep, then I sense it when I'm asleep. Then I got to wake up and rebuke the devil and cleanse the room, and then my sleep is peaceful. This has happened so many times, numerous times. I don't believe I'm supposed to have a disturbed sleep. No, God doesn't give his children disturbed sleep. That's the devil. Now, if you think God gives that to you, then you'll have it. I don't believe God gives. Do I go and disturb my children when they're sleeping every 2 hours or so? I'm a bad father compared to God. I'm just giving you an example. God is a good God. Let's believe that. He's on our side against the devil. There's absolutely nothing evil he desires for his children. Everything good. We must believe that. And like these men, persistently they prayed. You take another example, another great man of God in the Bible was Samuel. You know how he was born? Because his mother never stopped praying. Imagine if Hannah, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, well, she had given up. Because, well, I've been married to my husband for so long. He's got another wife and he's got children through. And it says in 1 Samuel 1:6, the other wife, you know, this man, Elkanah, had two wives. And the other wife had children. Had sons and daughters, we read in verse 4. And she used to irritate this other wife because, hey, you don't have any children. You don't have any children. You know how people try to look down on you because you don't have what they have. Yeah, that's a sad thing. I hope you never do that to anybody. Look down on somebody because you have something he doesn't have. Dear me, that's you got something of the devil in you if you're like that. So this other woman, she had something of the devil, Penina, that was her name. She used to harass and harass Hannah like anything, look down on her, make fun of her, because she had something which Hannah didn't have. It's very easy, I'll tell you this, don't think that you don't have it. It's quite possible that you look down on somebody who doesn't have some area where you have something which they don't have. And you can look down on them, then you're in the category of Penina. And God hates you. Sure. And this poor Hannah was derided and mocked. Who were Penina's sons and daughters? I don't even know their names. But I know who Hannah's son was. Samuel. I tell you, you may be despised by others and rejected. But if you seek God like Hannah and say, Lord, give me one son, I'll bring him up for you, she said. And she prayed and prayed. Every year she would go to the temple at the feast time and pray, "Oh God, please remember me, remember." I don't know how many years she went. But one day God heard her prayer. And we read in verse 20, the Lord remembered Hannah, and Hannah conceived. 1 Samuel 1:20, gave birth to a son. And she kept her promise and gave that boy back to the Lord. And he grew up to be one of the greatest prophets of Israel, who turned the course of Israel's history. It came through a woman's prayer. This was the prophet who anointed David. It's a woman's prayer. Very often, behind a great man of God, you'll see some woman who's been praying. You don't see her. A lot of people don't even know the name Hannah. They all know Samuel. But when Samuel gets his reward in the final day, don't you think God's going to call Hannah and say, "Hey, come up here, Hannah. You got a portion in this reward too." Behind many, many great men of God, there is some woman who's praying. And I want to say, because Hannah didn't give up, she persisted like that widow. And not just faith, faith plus patience. It wasn't this occasional prayer. It was a burden, fervent, never give up type of prayer. Doesn't matter how many years I don't get an answer, I'm going to get it. These are the examples in the New Testament. Jesus said in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, in the last days, he said, nation, verse 10, nation will fight against nation. Huge earthquakes will occur in various places. There'll be famines. Sometimes you'll think even the sky is falling down. But, verse 12, Luke 21, before any of this happens, they will arrest you. He's talking about Christians. What happened to God? Can't He protect Christians from being arrested? No, He allows them to be arrested, hunted down, dragged to court. Can't God stop His servants from being dragged to court? No, He allows them to be dragged to court and into jail with false accusations. It happened to Paul, it happened to Peter. It'll go from bad to worse. It'll be dog eat dog, everyone at your throat because you carry the name of Jesus. And you'll end up in the witness stand, called to testify. Make up your mind right now not to worry about it. I'll give you such words and wisdom that'll reduce all your accusers to stammers and stutters. I believe that. He'll do that. You'll even be turned in by your parents and relatives and brothers and friends. They'll turn you in. Some of you will be killed. Couldn't God stop them? No, He'll allow them to be killed. Even so, remember this, there's no telling who will hate you because you belong to me. But, remember this, every detail of your body and soul, even the hairs on your head, are under my care. Nothing will be lost. Nothing will be touched without my permission. By your patience, you will save your souls. That's the time when we need to be patient. And say, "Lord, I can't understand why you allow this persecution. But I believe you're on the throne." I tell you, we'll need it in the coming days. God is on the throne no matter what happens. The devil was defeated on the cross 2,000 years ago. No matter what happens, every hair on my head is numbered. He knows every detail of what's happening to me. And I'm willing to be patient, trusting. Faith plus patience. And so, brothers and sisters, in the little trials that come your way, be patient. Say, "Lord, help me to endure through this without complaining. believing with all my heart that you're on my side and you're going to give me every good and perfect gift. And if you want something, ask God for it and say, Lord, I'm not going to give up till you give this to me. I have these wonderful examples in the New Testament of people who asked and asked and asked and asked, and they got it. Delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Let's pray. Let's bow our heads before God. Let's do a little homework as our heads are bowed. Do you have a need in your life? Could be spiritual, could be emotional, could be mental, could be material, could be physical. Will you say, Lord, you're my Father. You care for me more than any earthly father and mother care for their child. I want you to give me this thing. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to ask for. God's not interested only in spiritual things. He made you spirit, soul, and body. Ask Him. Say, Father, I want this. I want you to do it for me, and I'm not going to give up because I believe this is a good thing I'm asking for. I'm not going to give up till you answer my prayer. Because I pray in the name of Jesus who purchased me with His blood. Who died for me, who loves me still, who's praying for me right now at your right hand. Thank you, Father. I'm not going to give up. I believe you'll give me what I ask for. I trust you. Thank you, Father.